Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Weather in Chicago is starting to warm up. That means ice buildups melting, pipes bursting, heavy rain in the forecast, flooded basements, and new unwelcome water stains on your ceiling. Homeowners near the overflowing Fox and Des Plaines Rivers can rely on Aloha to fix and prevent flood damage. Listen, when any flood disaster strikes, you know who to call. Aloha Restoration will get you bone dry in no time. Call Aloha at the same time as the emergency response team to secure your home and prevent further damage. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. 847-865-5664.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Come to the Home Depot for a whole new take on tile. A surprising selection of the trends you want and prices you'll love. Retile a backsplash or a fireplace. Rethink a bath or a patio. Walls, floors, outdoors or indoors, tile is going places at the Home Depot. Come see where it takes you. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. On tile, on anything. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
October starts in March.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Those are words that are going to come back.
Yeah, they are, because he's talking to his team, but every fan and media member hears it.
Right.
And reacts to it.
And every Kevbo plays at every break.
Well, hey, they've already won more games in March this year than they did in the playoffs last year. So I guess this March was better than last October.
Dustin, are you going to take that? Wow. I mean, this is already we got ill will.
That's rough.
I'm out of detention right now.
Yep. Three games into the season. Yikes.
Okay. There are other things going on in the wide world of sports that we should mention. Obviously, the Bulls are at the Knicks tonight. Don't know if that matters. It's Madison Square Garden.
I'm not really going to get much into that.
It's a significant place. Maybe the Bulls can pull off a loss. Maybe they can get better draft position. They pretty much everyone's injured or hurt or benched, right? If we not decide.
Walt Lemon Jr., though, great story. He's going to be introduced as a starter tonight. Southsider.
Good for him.
He is emotional after his game on the Saturday night. For those of us who like the narrative, that's a good narrative.
Fred Hoiberg, now the head coach of Nebraska. He got a 7-year, $25 million deal.
Introduced tomorrow.
That means that you take, what, $3.5 million of the $5 million he's owed?
Mm-hmm.
So that offset language means that you're only paying $1.5 for him and whatever, $1 million for Jim Boylan. So you're down to $2.5 million in
financial relief for Jerry Reinsdorf, certainly. Yeah. Good move for Fred Hoiberg. I can tell you this. I don't think he was going to find an NBA team that was going to pay him $25 million over the next 7 years.
Yeah, probably for good reason, and I'm surprised that the college team's done it, but maybe he'll have success there. I know that I won't be following it closely.
I know you won't be.
I know you'll be interested, but
I'll be a little interested.
I won't get worked up.
We'll get to the heart of the matter.
The Blackhawks host the Jets.
Yeah.
There are four games remaining. The Hawks have 79 points. They are 6 points behind the Avalanche with the Wild and the Coyotes also ahead of them. And Saturday night, they lost 3-2 to the Kings in overtime, which was a tough one.
Not going to happen. At the end of a long sports day, you turn on the Hawks. They have a lead. They blow it against the Kings. The Kings win in overtime, and they don't get 2 points like they needed them.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Although the Cat has tied, Alex DeBrincat has tied Patrick Kane for the team leading goals for the second season in a row.
Cat and the Kane.
No.
No?
No.
Las Vegas has set the Bears' win total over-under at 9.5 games.
That's an invitation. They're trying to tempt the Bears fans in Chicago and all over the country into saying, you know what, that's too low. This is a good team. 9.5.
But see,
Mully.
This is where I question that, David. Vegas wants people to bet on the Bears. Right. If you're putting the line at 9.5, they're telling you bet on the Bears. That bothers me because Bears fans will bet on the Bears anyway. So establishing that you want them to bet on the Bears means that it's,
you think something's wrong.
More likely 9 than 10.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? If you're establishing,
I agree with that logic, but I just don't see it. I don't see how they got worse unless you anticipate injuries you can't possibly anticipate.
Jordan Howard.
Okay, that's, they're not going to,
that's how they get worse. I'm just kidding.
Well,
listen, you know, here's the thing. And I think a lot of people have made a lot of good points about the Jordan Howard thing. Not the least of which is that when you're a good team, you're going to have to give up some good players in order to build the team that you want. So I accept that you might have to do that. But why? Why give them away before the draft when you didn't get a draft pick out of it?
Why give them away before training camp, before
you
figure out what
you might
need?
Why give them away before the trade deadline? I mean, why not? If you aren't going to use him a year ago, before the trade deadline, you were offered a third-round pick for him. You're telling me you can't get a fifth-round pick for him? And I guess this technically is a fifth-round pick if he meets certain playing criteria. But I don't understand. Is he such a negative influence that you can't have him around?
I didn't sense that, and I don't think
either.
I've talked to people around the team that believed that.
So I mean,
what was the rush?
You're getting rid of him to get rid of him. It's like you're getting rid of him because I just can't stand the sight of him.
I said that last week. I said, you know, this seems like a giveaway because there are things at play here that maybe we're not privy to, which would surprise me because he never struck me as that kind of guy. And he did have one game where he walked away, didn't speak. He was upset after a victory, didn't get enough touches, whatever. That's going to happen. But I think Jordan Howard is not going to necessarily be a guy that is dynamic and doesn't fit. We all know those reasons. But why trade him now?
Well, I just don't understand. Are you afraid of the attention, that it'll be a negative if everyone's asking him questions?
Distraction.
He's not playing? But I mean, how frail is your collective psyche if you can't have a distraction? I mean, you know, this is a guy we're going to keep on our roster in order to move at the right time for us. And we feel like after the draft, no one will want him, so we'll have to keep him going into the season. What's wrong with that? Why not have a guy that, I mean, again, even if it's a distraction, it's not like this guy's going to get on a table and yell at
me. Repeating the question we asked last week, you weren't here. If he doesn't fit in the Bears offense, how does he fit in Doug Peterson's offense, which is very similar?
Well, that's a good question. That is a very good question.
If he finds a way to use him effectively, then aren't you going to wonder if the Eagles get something out of Jordan Howard this year? If the Eagles make him into a guy you can trust between the tackles and get the tough yard, are you going to have any sense of regret?
Jordan Howard made a Pro Bowl. The Bears got good years out of him. Maybe they get back what they invested in him. But I just don't quite understand. And again, sometimes you got to get rid of players in order to sign somebody else that fits better with what you're doing.
They did that.
But I don't get that at all. I think it was more like dumping a guy rather than
it felt like
with
that.
The problem.
Like just if the Eagles didn't take him, he was going to get cut anyway.
Yeah, I'm confused by that. Didn't you say there was something else with the Bears?
Yes, there's a clever, we think, April Fool's Day joke. It's April Fool's. Happy April 1st.
Yes. Making
this round via social media, and it has a video, pretty elaborate video. They interview Mitch Trubisky, George McCaskey, about the 100th anniversary, and they're going to honor that by putting a 1 in front of every number. So Mitch Trubisky would be number 110. And everybody would have an extra 100 added to their number.
Get it?
Ha ha!
100-year anniversary. There are still limitations in the league
Bears.
As to what you can. All right, you know what we'll do in honor of the Bears, in honor of their 100 years. Right now, be the 6th caller to the contest line. That number
106th
312. No, 6th 312-591-6700. And you will win a pair of tickets to the White Sox home opener on Thursday. That is April 4th. The White Sox open. I believe they're playing Seattle, if I'm not mistaken. Seattle, we've seen them already do great things in Japan. And now here they come to Chicago.
Jet lagged.
Hopefully. No, they've been home a while.
Okay.
But be the 6th caller, 312-591-6700. You'll win a pair of tickets to the White Sox home opener. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the Sox today. We have a rare afternoon game for the White Sox.
Against the Indians, and the Cubs take on the winless Braves, and the Cubs better beat the winless Braves, or tomorrow is going to be a very interesting show.
Well, Dustin has already declared it a must-win statement game. We are in the fourth game of the year, and it's must-win. That's according to our resident producer, Dustin Rhodes.
It's a statement game.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. You know, it's time to win a game.
It's certainly would ease some anxiety around town if Kyle Hendricks performs the way you expect him to.
If you don't get it from Kyle Hendricks, then you pretty much fire Joe and move on with the season.
No. But if you lose
it's
tonight,
really a really non-sophisticated way to look at this whole thing.
It sort of is. But you have empowered the meatball, Theo Epstein. You have said October. We need October and March, or however the drop went, and what he said. So when you've attached those sort of feelings and that urgency to this early in the season, yeah, you're going to get the kind of reaction.
Yeah, I can't take a game in April as a must win, but I understand the statement game aspect of it. And the statement is part of it is Kyle Hendricks getting the ball. This is the only pitcher they have under 30, starting pitcher. You're giving him the ball first time since the contract.
They're fun to watch hit the first three games. I mean, they really go up to the plate with that approach. They're attacking, they're aggressive, and they are connecting. And when they score 28 runs in three games, that's a lot of fun to watch.
Joe said that's just because it's West Texas, even though we're not in West Texas. But he just blamed it on Texas.
He likes his AA Midland references, so we'll let him have them.
That's okay. Yeah. He can do that. He can do anything he wants. It's just I hope no one overreacts to Joe. Let's not start blaming Joe. We talked about the bullpen being a problem before the season began, and guess what? It was a problem.
Joe wants a month to tinker with the bullpen before he decides whether or not he likes it or not. So
he needs
October starts in March.
Yeah.
No. In fact, I think March starts in April. If Joe's to be believed.
Well, today is the beginning of April.
If he needs a month, I'm just saying, if he needs a month to get the bullpen straight.
You got him today. This is the next month. This is the second month of the baseball season. Here we are.
All right. Just
fix it today.
Sure. Just making sure. And for the White Sox, again, an early start. The White Sox, Ivan Nova makes his debut.
And if he pitches seven innings with three hits, we'll call him Supernova.
I love that. That sounds like a great nickname. This will be the explosion of a star today. Yvonne has gone supernova. No?
Yeah, I like it. That's a good headline. We can use it tomorrow.
Yvonne goes supernova?
Yeah, I hope Moncada stays hot. Listening. Wouldn't that be something?
It's going to be Mike Clevinger pitching for Cleveland today. One of the more underrated pitchers in the AL. It's going to be tough for them to score runs, I think.
Well, I don't know about that, buddy. I don't know if you've been watching them, but they tend to score runs in three-run increments whenever they need them.
I hope
sadly coming up short in the first couple
games. Mike Clevinger's really good.
Yeah, you can like him all you want, but I'm going to take Supernova today, buddy, because the Sox are on a roll. I think this is not a must-win for the White Sox, but if they did win, they'd be .500. I don't know if that matters.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they have to win it. They can still come back.
It'd be nice if they came back home to open their season
with
a winning record, and it's a nice warm day and get a decent crowd.
But I think it's going to be a kind of a bad day, isn't it? Did I see some concern about the weather coming up on Thursday? Maybe I'm wrong.
Probably.
I just saw the forecast on the television earlier. And
it's going to be chilly. It's 31 degrees outside right now.
A cloud.
It's April 1st.
Is it 31?
And that is no fooling.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, and you forgot your... You forgot your Frank Thomas jacket at home.
I did. I got to go get Dustin. Run down to the store and charge a $14,000. It's only $12,000.
Score, pick it up.
Get Mully a mohair jacket on Mitch. Just put
we'll
it on.
Take care
him
of that.
I couldn't afford.
Make sure it matches his fur.
High of 43 on Thursday. By the way.
Oh,
well, that's great baseball.
Brutal.
Weather. It's good baseball.
43 degrees.
Yeesh. Kevin, are you going?
I'm going.
Look at you.
Of course.
She's going.
How many beers? At what cost?
Well, payday's not till Friday, so probably not that many.
Good man.
Good craft good beers man. At Guaranteed Rate.
Oh, my God. Good everything at Guaranteed Rate. The food is sensational. It should be a great day out at the Rate. I'm looking forward to it myself.
Going Saturday as well. I'm going to hit two games in this Mariners.
Who's in town
series.
Saturday?
It's still the Mariners.
Oh, that's right.
But they're giving away hoodies on Saturday.
That's why you're going?
I'm going to get a free hooded sweatshirt. Yeah.
You're beautiful.
Times are tough.
Yeah, I was going to say. No mohair jacket for Kevbo.
No.
All right, we're going to bring in the boys. We'll talk to Dan and Connor. We haven't talked to them in a while, and get their take.
Oh, well, you haven't talked to them in a while.
Listen, you know. Oftentimes I too have relationships with people that mean a lot to me, and there are few men.
I'm sorry, I neglected that.
I value like a Dan Bernstein or a Connor McKnight, and I will tell them.
My apologies.
Much.
They're sincere too.
Always, I drip with sincerity. I disgust.
I get a
everyone.
Kick out of you guys.
Okay, Tom.
Thanks, Izzy.
It's Mully and Hall. We've got Transition next on The Score.
Radio.com Sports. The best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast and more from The Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It is easy, it is free, and it is there for you anywhere, anytime.
Download the Radio.com Sports app today.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
While this past year you may have been wasteful with money, rest easy that your Canon Megatank printer helps you save. Always included is enough ink to print up to 18,000 pages in black and 7,000 in color. Always printing sharp text and beautiful photos. Visit Amazon and shop.usa.canon.com.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Mike Pereira, former vice president of officiating in the NFL. He's the rules analyst on Fox. I see this as a groundbreaking overreaction of a rule change, whereas Mac loves it and finds it absolutely necessary. What do you make of the fact that pass interference, both called and non-called, is now reviewable?
Well, I think Mac is the first one that I have heard of today that actually likes it. And I would include myself in the group that doesn't. I think it's great that you can correct what happened in New Orleans, but my issue is that for every one of those that is so blatant and so egregious, there's going to be 50 that you're going to look at and say, is it or isn't it?
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing and a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
5-hour tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-hour tea. Caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side. From the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5-HourEnergy.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Talking baseball with Chris Bryant.
Are we just going to kind of pretend the chili thing didn't happen? Are we just going to reset, say, okay, let's pick it up from wherever we were?
No, I mean, I think it's just important to kind of, you know, just go year to year and see what worked and what didn't. And it wasn't all chili. I mean, chili was great with